Welcome to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age, the show designed to help make middle age your prime time of life by defying the notion that once you reach 40, 50, or even 60 years old, your crowning achievements are all behind you. Regardless of whether you're just approaching 40 or are firmly entrenched in your middle years, it's time to launch your very own personal journey toward a joyful and purpose-filled second half of life. Each week, host Roy Richards, an expert on midlife renewal and author of A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up, will discuss the challenges common to middle age and help guide you to a brighter tomorrow. Now, here's Roy.
Spring is upon us, and as nature renews with the season, it's time for us middle-aged human beings to reawaken to the joys and passion of living. And here's a perplexing question for every one of us to ponder. What do you do when the life you've been living is not the life you want? And that's a question for both women and men, but our first segment today is going to concentrate on you ladies. And gentlemen, please don't tune out. It's up to each one of us to inspire our loving partner, that one woman we can't live without. Also, someday we can help our grown-up daughters as they approach middle age. And don't forget, over half our population is female, so it helps us males if we understand the midlife challenges of those women we come in contact with. So ladies, let me ask you a question. Are you struggling to figure out what you want to do with the rest of your life? Are you feeling lost and without challenges, over the hill with your best days all behind you, stuck, having a hard time moving forward with your dreams? Maybe you don't even have any dreams anymore. Paralyzed by your fear of getting old and missing the boat, wanting a new lease on life? Perhaps most importantly, are you ready to give yourself permission to reimagine your life going forward? And if you answered yes to one or more of these questions, my next guest, Maria Allen, is here just for you. And Maria Allen is a life coach who works with midlife women who are feeling stuck, afraid, and can't seem to find a way to move forward. And she's been there and done that. After suffering for years herself, she decided to take control and created a program, Midlife Mastery, that eases the struggles of middle age. And she's a proud Air Force brat who attended high school in Germany, then studied fashion marketing at the American College in London, returned to the U.S. for her bachelor's degree, and let's all give a cheer, middle-aged folks. At age 46, she earned her master's degree in organizational psychology and leadership, and she's the happily married mother of three, as she calls them, feisty girls. And hello, Maria, and welcome to our program, Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age.
It's well, hello.
Our program certainly ties in with your message that you're delivering to midlife clients.
It absolutely does, and I'm so glad to be able to be on your show to talk to the midlifers out there.
Well, to begin, tell us a bit about your personal story. On your website, mariaallen.com, you reveal you suffered for years with feelings of defeat, depression, and no control over my destiny. And what inspired you to eliminate barriers and obtain that master's degree at 46 and develop your midlife mastery program in your coaching practice? What turned the corner for you?
Yeah. It really was quite a process. And the process that allowed me to learn so much about myself and also so much about midlife women. I found myself waking up every day just wanting to go back to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
I've
been there and done that.
Oh, yeah. And I really think that we are sometimes raised and we hear all these stories about midlife and, you know, how you really have to suffer through it
wait for those golden retirement years, in other words.
My goodness, and we can sit in the rocking chair and watch all the youngins have all the fun. So I think that for a lot of women, and that's who I coach, women from 45 to 65, right, is that they get stuck because there's an alignment that's not happening. I mean, we have the role that we're supposed to be playing. I mean, we're moms and we're sacrificing for our kids. Yeah. We're wives and we're putting them first and their careers first and their progress first. And on the other hand, we feel like we are just disappearing and kill the woodwork.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And after a while, well, in my own personal instance, I started feeling that I was in a dark hole. And I knew that to claim myself again, I knew that to venture forward, I would have to find that spark that I once had, ignite it, and move forward on my own terms.
Yeah.
Not based on what I should be doing at this age or what the generations before me have done at this age, but based on the authentic Maria.
Yeah, and we like to put that, you became CEO of you, in effect.
Isn't that
and
that
who
wonderful?
Better to be CEO of your own life than yourself?
it's the best. I mean, and who else knows what is best for us than us?
Yeah, that's
and
for sure.
And who else do we spend more time with than us?
Well, what is this this thing called midlife anyway? Is it a positive or a negative portion of life to be in?
I truly believe that midlife is a gift. I think it's a time where women become unencumbered. You can't have kids anymore. The kids that you do have are out of the house, or they're just using the house for a closet and a shower. And you finally have time in the day to think about your needs, what makes you feel good, what makes you light up.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, for a lot of midlife women, it's been so long, sometimes decades, where they have not been doing that they don't know where to start. They become paralyzed on what steps to take. But I definitely see midlife as a gift.
So what is conventional wisdom about midlife, and why is it just plain wrong?
I think there's so many myths out there. It really is a sexist society, and we are constantly bombarded with firm and toned women who are thought of being just the epitome of what a woman should be.
Yeah.
And when you start getting further and further away from that perceived perfect person, society can make you feel like you're just not useful anymore.
Yeah, isn't it amazing the difference between how the women look on television programs and how the women look when you go to the mall or
isn't
any
that,
place.
Isn't you're... that something? And the fantasy of the media versus the reality of the human existence can really throw midlife women into turmoil. Who's going to want them? You know, what can they do? You know, where can they go from here? Is their time running out? And I'm here to tell midlife women that this is just the beginning. There is so much life to be lived, so much exploration, and so many adventures to go on. I'm giving you permission to do so. And a lot of times they need permission because there's a lot of guilt, and fear that comes along with claiming yourself.
Yeah, there sure is. Well, please speak to all the ladies out there who are not fully satisfied with today. How should they begin getting out of, as you call it, the robot mode and starting to live life on purpose? Where do you begin?
Well, I think that we tend to live in the past of what we should have done, could have done, and that just keeps you stuck. I think we need to view the past for its lessons.
Amen.
Forgive ourselves for things that we did that, you know, maybe we aren't so proud of. But, hey, you know, that's life, and that's how we learn. And
I tend to say look at the past. You can have two answers. Did I do the right thing at some point in the past or the wrong thing? And either way, you can treat it positively, because if you did the right thing back then, at least given your knowledge and what you were doing back then, you can be proud of yourself that you did the right thing. But if you did the wrong thing back then, which you now describe, are no black and white, but you now decide it was the wrong decision you made, you can feel good because you know better now and you wouldn't make the same mistake again.
And absolutely, and you can also have some compassion for that young woman who was making decisions based on what she knew. And we can begin to understand that she was doing the best we can. But using those lessons of what worked for us, what's been consistent for us in terms of the things that have brought us pleasure throughout our lives, whether it's music or whatever it may be, and moving forward and doing it in baby steps.
Yeah.
And I tell my clients who, some of them can't remember what their favorite ice cream is. I mean, it's been years of just pleasuring themselves.
Yeah.
And so I tell them, you know, baby steps. Go out there and taste five different ones. You know, it's just baby steps of exploration.
Yeah,
if there's something that lights you up that you may, you know, hear about on TV or read about at an event or a class or something, your intuition is telling you that there's something there for you. Try it.
Yeah,
try,
that's for sure.
Explore. And I also encourage midlife women, they have to find a tribe, a group of other women, who won't judge them, who will love them unconditionally and will support them. A lot of women are very lonely.
Yeah.
And when the kids are gone and the husbands, you know, are on their track, it really leaves them lonely and not really knowing how to make friends. It's been
around
so long.
Here we have the red hats. I don't know if you have those in your part of the country.
Yes. Oh, I love them.
I very much admire what those ladies are doing. They're supporting each other and they're building themselves up and having a good time. And
they're having a good time.
Yeah.
And I love that. And as the years go by, I'm seeing more and more groups of women who are taking a stand for living out loud and living by their own design. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Well, how about the physically attractive woman who is now in her 40s and maybe late 40s and she's concerned with newly discovered sags and wrinkles? How can she compensate for an aging appearance and retain full confidence and a positive outlook as she grows older? And appearance, is appearance really that important for women of middle age? I mean, obviously you want to look the best you can, but
Well, I tell you, it really is an interesting question. I mean, we're certainly raised to believe that the prettier you are, the further you get in life, the prettier you are, the richer the husband you'll marry. And so when we get into midlife and our bodies start reacting to gravities, as they all will, I think that we need to enhance not really the outer. I mean, on the one hand, sure, we want to, you know, feel good in our clothes and feel fit, and we want to, you know, feel attractive. But I think it's the inner spark that needs to be enhanced. And that's what lights up a room when you walk into a room. It's that, boy, she's got something. I don't know what it is, but it's that inner spark, that inner confidence, that inner desire to live out loud. And that comes from just really mastering midlife.
Yeah, and you recognize women like that. And whatever their appearance may be, and the minute they open their, you start conversing and you see a little bit of that inner side, you recognize those people that draw other people to them and are leaders.
You do.
And not just.
And you can't take your eyes off of
no.
them. I mean, they just have something you can't put your finger on. And they are living their authentic life, and the world sees it.
Yeah, well, a message on your website reads, "Midlifers, you've been serving everyone else for decades. Now it's time to serve you." And that sounds great, but many women of middle age still have careers, husbands, maybe teens or preteens, even fairly small children at home. Are you suggesting midlife women set the interests of spouses, offspring, bosses, church, and community aside, maybe even quit their jobs or divorce their husbands to serve themselves? And how does this work?
Yeah. Well, it's certainly, I will tell you, on a case-by-case basis. I certainly think that when mom is happy, when the wife is happy, the whole house becomes a happier house. I think it ripples out.
Yeah.
I think when you have a woman in the home who is learning about herself, she becomes a better mate. She becomes a better mother.
Amen.
And I myself have, three girls, and I want to be an example to them.
Yeah.
That it's great to be there for your kids. It's great to be there for your spouse. But you got to be there for yourself, too.
Yeah, I love in the Bible where Jesus says, love others as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone
absolutely
always concentrates on loving others. But,
mm-hmm,
but he says you also have to love yourself first.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is so true.
It's so true. So, for some reason, we've been sold a bill of goods that self-care is selfish. And that if we do that and we don't devote 110 to everybody but ourselves, we're vain and selfish. But it's not true. It's not true.
No. Well, how best can a woman of middle age change the dance of the family, as you put it in
mm-hmm,
on your website, so that you bring joy and purpose into her life while at the same time she still gives genuine love and support to herself and children? At home, what patterns need to change? I mean, how do you, when you've been doing a job, say, 8 hours a day, and then coming home, be stuck with the wash, washing the dishes, and cooking, and all the. How does a wife and mother assert herself without driving a wedge between her
mm-hmm
spouse and her children?
Mm-hmm. I think it needs to be done two ways. First of all, with complete honesty and empathy.
Yeah.
And also, I think there comes a time as your kids are becoming young adults and then adults, that you really need to renegotiate your relationship with them.
Yes.
You have children in the house, but they're your children, of course, but a lot of times these children are adults who need to be treated as adults.
Yeah.
And who need to get ready to live on their own and be responsible and good citizens. And allowing them to do that is a great gift that a mother can give.
Yeah, you should never treat a 15-year-old as a 10-year-old.
No. Or, a lot of our kids are coming back home, or treat a, 25-year-old as, a 17-year-old, teenager. So sometimes relationships have to shift. And also with your spouse, I tell you, kids and raising a family a lot of times are distractors when it comes to the primary, marital relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, the focus is just on those kids and keeping the house going, and your own relationship can go by the wayside. So I think that there comes a time once midlife enters and things start shifting that you may want to sit down and just recommit to your spouse and renegotiate your relationship.
Yeah, that's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the most women at middle age, us men too for that matter, even if relatively satisfied with the day, do we need a strategic plan for the second half of life? And if so, how do we go about developing one?
Yeah, I really believe you do. I don't think it's smart to live life by default and by, what happens to come your way.
Yeah.
I think you need to get in touch with what you want and what your vision of your future is and take steps to get it.
Yeah.
I have a client who had always wanted to go to Hawaii.
Oh.
And she's got pictures up and, she loves the flowers and loves the culture, but was always told, by her husband, it's just too expensive. You just can't go. And so she wanted to go to Hawaii. And little by little, she put a couple dollars away and a few hundred away. And after, I think she said 7 or 8 years, she had enough money to go to Hawaii.
Oh, that's
and
great.
And she went. So she had a dream, she had a vision, and she did it. She didn't do it the next day.
No.
But I bet that that 7 and 8 year pause in getting what she wanted made that trip even better.
Oh, I'm sure it did. And did she take her husband along or just go
by herself?
Oh, my
goodness, I think she went by herself.
Good for her. Well, should a listener conclude that she doesn't want to battle the twin midlife demons of lost dreams and diminished expectations on her own, what should she look for in a life coach? What should she expect out of her coach? And will she know whether you or anyone else, how will she know that you're the right coach for her? What does someone look for in a coach?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there are two main things that you have to look for. First of all, you have to find a coach who knows what she's doing, and that comes from having the skills and the training to be able to do her craft. I think it's very important to have a coach who lives what she talks. If you have a coach that is telling midlife women to go for it, you would expect and you need to see her going for it too. I think you know. I think you have that conversation, that initial conversation, and you click or you don't. I think you know when she's right for you.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. And by your definition, what is midlife mastery? Tell us a bit about your program that you have a couple of programs, Jumpstart package and the Total Results package that really are somewhat the same, although the Total Results goes for a longer period and has more sessions. But what exactly is midlife mastery and what do you get?
Well, it is a program that enables midlife women to figure out how they want to live the next chapter of their lives.
I see.
And that would mean going back and auditing their past to see what has made them light up in the past, what hasn't, what's worked for them, what hasn't.
Yeah.
And moving forward, baby steps, and me holding them accountable.
Yeah, that's so key.
Oh,
to have someone hold you accountable.
Yeah, I mean, I got to be part cheerleader and part, tough love coach.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to break those habits of not following through, but you got to. You have to, and that's my job to make sure you do. And we come up with a strategic plan on how you're going to move forward.
That's great.
It's good, and it's freeing because it's your plan.
Yeah. Well, where should listeners go to find out more about you and your midlife mastery packages?
Oh, great, great. I would love for your listeners to take a look at my website. It's www.MariaAllen.com.
Yeah, that's a Y instead of an E on Allen.
I always have to spell it. It's the craziest spelling.
Yeah.
And I also have a private Facebook group called Midlife Mastery /Maria Allen.
Hmm.
And it's a tribe of women. We support each other. We talk about midlife issues.
Oh, that's
great. Yeah, so join that.
Can you join without taking your coaching program, or is that something you take?
Oh, absolutely. No. Nope, that is just the community of midlife women who are there to support
great.
Each other.
That's wonderful. Find
that is just
like that.
Where we get together and keep ourselves going.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
I love you have a participate and get your money back guarantee. Tell us what that is.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you work with me and you don't see the results that you need to see within the first session, the first 30 days, then you get your money back. There's no need moving forward if you're not, if you don't have the feeling that you are benefiting. And if you don't feel that you are, it won't be a successful partnership.
Yeah, no, that's great that, have a session to really get to know each other. And that, like you say, you can usually feel in the first session whether the coach is right for you or not. And you also offer a free resource on your website, MariaAllen.com. Tell us about that free resource.
And I'd like to invite all of you midlife women to please, I'm giving everyone who wants one a 30-minute clarity session. And what that is, you go on the website, schedule it, and it's free. It's a gift, and we will talk about the biggest obstacle that you are facing right now in midlife, and hopefully you'll walk away with an action step that will steer you in the right direction. But it's free, it's a gift, and I would love to chat with anybody who wants to take advantage of it.
Yeah. And they go sign up for that through your website, do they?
Yep, I've got a scheduling a calendar on there where you can click in your time zone and you can schedule right on the website.
Oh, that's great. Well, in conclusion, as regular listeners are well aware, we have two recurrent themes on this program. First, at middle age, there is absolutely no reason to believe that your best years, fun in life are all behind you. And on the other hand, 99% of the time, even if you inherit millions or win the lottery jackpot, joy and purpose will not randomly seek you out and find you. In fact, to get all that you want out of life, you need to take responsibility and make the future happen. In effect, as we said before, become CEO of you. And one thing for certain, if you're fearful, burned out, unhappy, and unfulfilled in life today, basically stuck, don't keep doing what you've been doing. You need to start out today to target where you wish to end up and how you're going to get from here to there, a strategic plan for your life. But here's a fact. The wisest CEOs never attempt to develop and implement their plans for success all on their own without the wise advice from experts. And ladies, I highly recommend you visit the website of our guest, Maria Allen, and take advantage of that free resource she talked about. And her goal for you ladies is precisely the same as my own, and for you men also, a reimagined, joyful, purposeful second half of life on your own terms. And don't worry about concentrating first on your own needs, because once you find peace, joy, purpose, and satisfaction in your life, you will naturally want to bring others along, and you will go out of your way to serve others' needs. And believe me, that's the way it will happen in your life. Just ask either Maria Allen or me, because we both experienced that, and we both are reaching out to try to help others at midlife now, just like we discovered the joy of midlife. And thank you so much, Maria, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
And best of success in coaching midlife women to an energetic, stress-free, joyful, and productive second half of life. My guest today, Maria Allen, spoke to you ladies about midlife mastery. And to close today's program, I'm going to narrow the focus even further and speak to you wives. Like so many who have been married to the same man for a number of years, are you frustrated because your husband has been treating you as a junior partner in your relationship? You still love your husband, but you no longer are willing to accept a subservient role and to give up your goals in life just to support him. And in your mind, in your husband's mind, it seems like his career and his ambitions always come first. Perhaps you've been offered an exciting promotion at work which will demand the bulk of your energy. Others of you may have decided to re-enter the workforce or start up a business after several years as a stay-at-home mom, and still others have launched one or more challenging volunteer, social, or recreational opportunities which you very much wish to pursue. Maybe you're simply tired of the same old, same old. Your problem is a husband who considers himself the primary breadwinner, who demands final say in family finances, and the built-in right to relax or pursue personal interests during the evening, during non-business hours, while you assume the bulk of domestic and child-rearing responsibilities. I know your husband sometimes ignores you. I can plead guilty to that myself. Takes you for granted and can be a royal pain in the rear. But please do not attempt to reform him overnight. Especially beware of constant nagging, please, ladies, because that doesn't get much done. The man you married may no longer fit your vision of a perfect husband. Who knows, maybe he never did. But please don't blame him for everything that's wrong in your life today. You will not enhance your marriage or achieve sustainable, positive life balance by continually sparring with your chosen life partner. You know, a common problem with us husbands is in long-established marriages is neglect of spousal and family responsibilities. An equally insidious problem, though, is resentment by a long-suffering wife, a tacit acceptance of that role, and then that's accompanied with bitter resentment. As a renewed 21st century woman, you most certainly need not settle for second place in your marriage. Your career and lifestyle aspirations are every bit as important as your husband's, But if you want to stay in the marriage, you must so inform him with love, patience, and understanding. You know, to restore a loving, full relationship of equals, your essential first step is to establish your very own comprehensive set of life priorities and to really love yourself and respect yourself as a person. To paraphrase Jesus in the Bible, love your husband as yourself. You know, to effectively give love to anyone, especially your husband, you must honor and love yourself as well, because you just can't really serve another unless you're proud of who you are inside your own skin. And your next task is to share those goals lovingly with your husband in a loving give and take exchange of ideas. As you describe your aspirations, you must clearly explain that you no longer are willing or able to endure an endless regimen of mind-numbing, domestic, and stressful child-rearing tasks, and you're no longer willing to let him make all the decisions in life. It's got to be a shared relationship. And ask him to contribute, your hubby to contribute with his own creative ideas to help ease the burden and to share the responsibilities. But please be patient and don't expect your husband to reform overnight. In any established relationship, roles and behavior patterns have evolved over a number of years, as we all know, and they can't be altered in a single day. But in a firm but loving manner, keep the pressure on your husband to change. But please don't explode every time he lapses into his former self-centered ways. I trust that you still love your husband and that sacrifice in your marriage will forever remain a two-way street. In the end, in any marriage, joy and contentment of husband and wife tend to settle to a common level. You know, I'll not remain happy for long if my wife sacrifices all her desires, ambitions, and priorities in life for my sole benefits. I'll obviously see that she's not a happy person, and because I love her, I'll naturally seek to determine and acknowledge her desires and will be more than happy to make personal sacrifices on her behalf. In a like manner, my wife would never ask me to give up everything simply to please her. I mean, what kind of a marriage would that be for either of us? In order for your marriage to stabilize at a mutually positive level, both you and your husband first must become fully cognizant of both your own aspirations but your mate's aspirations as well. So sit down together and lovingly discuss them. If you are a frustrated wife seeking to reform your husband, your best bet is to begin this very day conducting yourself as a full and equal yet compassionate life partner. Demonstrate personal initiative in making those essential life-altering career and lifestyle decisions that should have been yours all along. You know, it's so ridiculous for a wife to act upset and hurt because she didn't get her way if she never told her husband what she wanted in the first place. But once you begin routinely behaving like a forceful yet positive full life partner, a full adult life partner, with your very own rock solid agenda, your husband will catch on. And should he steadfastly refuse to adapt, we all know that you women have a variety of alternative life choices these days. You know, in my book, A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up by Roy C. Richards, I dedicate several chapters to midlife spousal and family relationship challenges. I present 9 strategies to counteract persistent negative interactions with your spouse and your offspring. And to review my book or purchase it, to contact me, watch free videos, obtain free articles on all aspects of middle age renewal, please visit our website, middleagerenewal.com. My book also is available through Amazon and barnesandnoble.com, and it's available both in printed and e-book form. Once again, that's A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up by Roy C. Richards. And that's our program for today. It's the first week of spring here in North America, so let's go out and have some fun. And tune in next week when our guest will suggest ways to discover your true self. Who is that real, authentic person who resides deep inside your skin? Tune in next week to find out. And goodbye for now from your friends at Middle Age. can be your best age.
You've been listening to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age, hosted by Roy Richards, an expert on midlife renewal and author of both A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up, and Wake Up, Captain and Crew, Restart Your Engines. You can learn more about Roy and his Middle Age Renewal Training System by visiting his website, middleagerenewal.com.